Bessie Kelly, BESSIE Kelly, KELLEY, 22133. These were all seen 454. 91-year-old woman resides with granddaughter Jordan, who's 14, and her daughter suffers from confusion, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, weakness, decreased weight, not eating, has become more ADL dependent, requires to wear a diaper now because of bowel and bladder incontinency. The family tells me that the family history is consistent with diabetes, hypertension, and stroke. Social, she's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Her granddaughter, she's widowed for years. She used to work in the food business. Review of system, weight loss, increased confusion, oriented to person at this time, but at times she's not oriented to person either. Sundowner syndrome, anxiety, issues at bedtime, aggressive behavior, not eating, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency. Surgery, has had foot surgery and toe surgery, the only surgery she's had. She reports no hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, or any other surgeries in the past. Medication, Pepcid 20 milligrams a day, Tylenol, PRN for pain, Lipitor 5 milligrams a day, Neurontin 300 TID for neuropathy, Atrovastin 10 milligrams a day. Patient used to be on blood pressure medication, but because of significant weight loss, that has been discontinued. Otusat's 98%. Pulse is 104, respiration is 18, and blood pressure is 110 over 60. Early on, put down the patient is originally from a small town in Louisiana. Okay, heart positive, swan positive, 2, lungs clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion. There's muscle wasting noted about the upper and lower extremity. The abdomen appears scaphoid, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, 91-year-old woman with increased confusion, now associated with weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinent, not recognizing self or family members. Very difficult with ambulation. Patient's quite wobbly, high risk of fall, mostly bedbound, sleeping during the day, staying up at night, it appears anxious at times, with sundowner syndrome. Family is not interested in taking patients to the hospital and wants the patient to be cared at home for the remainder of her time. Since she's 91 years old, they need help with aides and hospice nurses to care for the patient at home and also help with medication, especially as the behavior changes becomes more severe, period. She has demonstrated weight loss at least 15 pounds in the past 6 weeks with ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, and the decreased mentation I was noted above. Thank you.